At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're into films, especially independent films, then you're going to like this show because we have Josh Leake. Josh is the founder and executive director of the Portland Film Festival. Hey there, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? You're busy. That's how you are.
Super busy. But we're super excited to be back. We were here last year and appreciate you and everything you do for us.
Let's get started by telling everybody the when, where, and how the Portland Film Festival. It's coming up very soon.
Yeah, Portland Film Festival starts on Monday, October 14th, and goes the full week until October 20th. Opening night is Tuesday. People always ask me, why isn't your opening night the first day of the festival? Well, the first day of the festival, we have what we call a champagne toast. And last year, we had over 600 people attend, which was amazing.
That's a lot of champagne.
So many people, in fact, that the fire marshal came down and told our previous location that you can't do this anymore. So we had to find another place to go to. And that's what we did. We found a new place in downtown Portland, one of the coolest, hippest hotels we could find that really lent itself to our event, and that's the Hi-Lo Hotel.
Brand new location. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is super cool. You know, I go to film festivals all the time. I've been to a film festival in Prague and in Amsterdam. You know, of course, go to Sundance every year, TIFF. I've seen a lot of film festivals. In fact, my mom always tells me if there was a support group for film festival people, that I would probably be maybe its founder or at least a high-placed member. Well, anyways, most film festivals don't necessarily happen in a movie theater. You know, for the last 8 years in Portland, we've kind of played at different film festivals, Laurelhurst, Mission Theater, and you know, the whole media landscape has changed. You know, more people are watching movies on their laptop and phones than they are going into a movie theater. And, you know, we ask ourselves, why is that? Why are movie theaters dying? And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they're most of them were built so long ago that they really can't, they really can't host all types of people. And one really cool thing about our hotel downtown, the Hi-Lo, is that it's accessible. You know, every year we have 3 to 4 volunteers that are in wheelchairs. And if they were to volunteer at some theaters in Portland, they couldn't.
Right.
Because there's not a restroom, there's not enough ramps and so forth. And that's one thing that we're really pushing for this year, and that's 100% accessibility. And this year we will be one of the only festivals in the state that is 100% accessible for all of our events to all Portlanders. And that's super important to us.
At the hotel, is there a particular theater room? Are you going to be showing them in one place, or is it kind of all over the place?
We're taking over the whole hotel. we're super excited about that. We've got, you know, merch. I mean, just everywhere in the hotel, there's going to be festival stuff going on. In fact, you know, the funny thing is even Sundance, everyone thinks about Sundance as being one of the coolest film festivals. And it is. I love Sundance. You know, some of their theaters are in high school gyms. Some of their theaters are in, you know, churches. Some of their theaters are in hotel conference rooms. And we're kind of taking off that, and we're taking over the hotel space. We're building all of our theaters out, our workshop spaces and party rooms, VIP rooms, offices. Everything is happening at the hotel. So people literally can walk anywhere. So, and you know, they don't waste a lot of time. In the past, we've had theaters in Southeast and Northwest and Northeast. And then you lose, you know, an hour and a half time going from one theater to the next. It's such a waste. So we've decided to cut it down, make it simple, and do it in one location. And I got to tell you, it's right next door to Huber's. And I mean, who doesn't like Spanish coffee?
Totally. Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a reason to come down and check the thing out. So, yeah, we're super excited. You know, we've been communicating with over 140 filmmakers over the last week, which is a lot like herding cats. I got to tell you, there's so many people coming. We're super excited. We've got a world premiere of one of the main Lost cast members is screening a movie called Bad Art, which is pretty cool. We've got a film with James Earl Jones in it. Opening night, we've got a film with Billy Crystal, a couple different comedians. Everyone's always like, is Billy Crystal coming? Is Billy Crystal coming? I mean, usually we don't know for a couple days, but there's always a good chance. And you never know who's going to show up.
Celebrities abound.
Yeah. You know, a couple years ago, we had an actor that not many people knew who he was. And he spent the day with us, you know, had a great time with him. His name is Jason Momoa. And of course, this last year, he had one of the biggest, you know, box offices in the world. So that's the kind of thing that you'll find at the Portland Film Festival that you won't necessarily see at other festivals, is we try to find that talent before they're the big name. Although we do have big names, too.
Yeah. We're talking today with Josh Leake, founder and executive director of the Portland Film Festival, which is coming up in just, starts on the 14th, right?
Yep, October 14th. In fact, everyone in the Portland area is invited to come down and have a free glass of champagne for our champagne toast. Starts at 5:30, and that's at the Hilo Hotel, which is at on 4th and Harvey Milk Street. It's right downtown. If you're just getting off work, great reason to come down and check everything out. We're going to have all of our programs. You'll be able to meet some of the filmmakers and just kind of check out the vibe. And I got to tell you that the Hilo Hotel is one of the coolest places, you know, we've found. And thanks for the sponsorship from Comcast. Everyone in the city can have a glass of champagne.
Very nice. What can people expect film-wise? Are these feature-length films? Are they short films?
That's a good question. We have features and shorts. In fact, we have a couple shorts that we helped develop. Our program, the Future Filmmakers Program, which is a partnership with Comcast and the Boys and Girls Club of Portland. We got together last weekend and we brought about 60 to 70 kids from all over the city of Portland, from, you know, all different ages, all different backgrounds. And we made, 6 monster short films. Cool. And we're going to be screening those on Saturday of the film festival. Also, we have the grandson of General Patton coming, and he runs a program called the Patton Veterans Project, which takes veterans who either have a service-related disability or PTSD, and he helps them, just like our Future Filmmakers program, make short films and talk about their experiences. We're going to be screening these films made by Oregon vets at the festival on Sunday. And in fact, we're going to do a reception with General Patton's grandson. And so if you have any dying questions that you'd like to ask him, he'll be there. And once again, we're super excited about, you know, all the films we're going to be screening. The short films, I think we have like 8 short blocks. We have, you know, I'm sure you love music.
Yeah.
We have the granddaughter of Elvis, has a music video, which is pretty cool. And we just got an email from her team. They have 8 people coming in. So Elvis's granddaughter may be at the festival, which will be kind of cool. Riley Cahoe, I believe, is her name. And she's pretty established on her own. A lot of fun stuff. People always ask, what do you have that's local? So we're doing the vet films. We've got the Future Filmmakers project. And then every day of the festival, we're screening either a feature or a shorts block from Portland filmmakers. And every year we always screen more films from Portland than any other festival because, this is our home and we feel that's kind of a cool thing to do.
You said 140 films?
Somewhere between 120, 140.
Do you get to see them all?
This year I watched...
That's a lot of movie watching.
I've watched probably over 1,000 films.
Yeah?
And...
Do you screen everything that comes into the festival?
I don't. We have a whole team. Okay. We've got a team of about 95 people. And, it's always a privilege. I'm a filmmaker myself.
Yeah.
And, it's awesome to see some of these stories. And one of the core reasons of why we started this film festival was we felt with, 20 years ago, 10 years ago in Portland, it's hard to believe there was more independent film being seen in theaters than today.
Really?
There's probably 10% of what was seen 10 to 15 years ago. I mean, look at all the theaters. They're all going first run. They all want to play the Marvel movies. They all want to play the Star Wars movies, which makes money. We understand. But the little voices, the people that maybe, and there's a lot of faces that you don't see in Marvel movies. There's a lot of stories that aren't covered. And those are important, And I think one great thing about our festival is we really focus on those independent voices, that wouldn't be heard otherwise. And, being someone from Portland, and I think a lot of us agree that, we need to build bridges. We need to learn about people and not, wall them off and not think that their stories are important. And I think that's one thing our festival does is that we show stories from a diverse audience. Last year, the year before, the last 4 to 5 years, we've had 50% of our filmmakers have been women directors. And it's always interesting to see a lot of the festivals are coming to grips with this now. The other festivals in town really haven't hit the 20% mark on the women directors. But this year I just got an email from our programming director, who said that 53% of our films were directed by women.
That's awesome.
It is pretty cool. In fact, last year we had more women directors at our festival than all the festivals in the state.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the films, are they live action films? Are they animation? Are they?
There's everything. We have a great relationship with the Frouds. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
No.
They worked with Jim Henson and they made Dark Crystal.
Okay.
And they just did this new, animated puppet film on Netflix called Dark Crystal 2. So we have the creative minds behind that are coming. He's going to do a workshop. The films really are of all genres. People always ask, why don't you just stick to one genre? Because we like all movies and we think that all movies should be played together to show people, some people only like watching documentaries, but if they come to see a documentary and they see something interesting about another film, they might go to see that as well. So we think instead of like siloing films into subcategories, we feel that having all types of genres is great. So for example, opening night, we have a comedy. We're closing with a drama that was made in Oregon called Here a While. We also have a late night film, which I was so excited to play, and the director's coming. It's a campy movie, kind of off the genre of zombies, and it's called Crack House of the Dead. And it's got to be one of the most campy, funny, I couldn't stop laughing, and it was amazing. pretty much every genre you can think of, you know, documentaries. We've got a lot of stuff talking about ISIS, Sanctuary. We have a great documentary about a woman that's lived in a church trying to stay away from ICE for a year and a half. We have a bunch of action adventure films. I mean, pretty much any genre, you're going to find something that, you can watch. And animation, we have a whole animated short block. We have a couple short film blocks, one called The Political Divide. As you can imagine, there's a lot of political a lot of protests and stuff. And then we have another one called Not for Kids. So it's a little bit adult.
Yeah. But a lot of the films are family friendly, right?
You can bring kids if you want. There's no real age group that we have. I wouldn't bring my kids to Crack House of the Dead.
Probably not. Yeah.
But there is nudity, and there is some crack in the movie, but it's definitely worth seeing.
How do you get tickets for the Portland Film Festival? And can you get passes and stuff?
Yeah, so we got passes online at portlandfilm.org. Tickets actually go on sale this Friday, and you should buy your tickets quickly because they sell out frequently. Even if it sells out online, you can come to the venue, and we usually have rush tickets, which means, believe it or not, every time you buy a movie ticket, theaters will typically oversell your seats, because on average about 10 to 15% of the people don't show up even though they buy tickets.
That's weird.
So
isn't it?
So even if you see an opening night movie for any movie really, even though it sells out, you should always go to the theater and show up, because there's a 90% chance you'll get in.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
So besides watching films, is there other stuff going on during the festival?
Yeah, a lot of workshops, like I said. We have, if you're interested in learning how to make a movie or write a movie or act in a movie, we have workshops pretty much every day. We have a lot of classes that take advanced, people who are in the industry teaching newbies. And we have a lot of advanced, different classes that people can take. So it's a lot of fun. Every year we always bring tons of professionals. We've got a great sponsor, SAG-AFTRA, the Actors Union, and they always, put on great workshops.
Are the films shown mostly in the evening, nighttime, or is it all day? Or
good question. Starting, pretty much from 1 until midnight.
Okay.
And then we have a movie that's, a movie that starts every 2 hours in several theaters. So there's a lot to see.
Yeah, 140 or so films. That's a lot of film watching. Do you have people that come and try to hit every one of them?
Yes, we definitely have people that try to see all movies. There's no way to see every movie. But we actually, I just got an email from the University of Boise, and they're sending 12 of their students, and they're paying for their students to get a hotel room, and they're buying all their students passes. It's their film program. And, I just thought that was amazing. And yeah, we have so many people that fly out of town to come to our film festival to celebrate independent film. I think because we choose great films, but I mean, who doesn't love Portland?
Yeah. Yeah. And especially this time of year, fall in Portland it can be a little bit wet, but the colors are amazing.
Yeah.
And it's just such a cool place to be.
We prefer the rain over snow.
True.
Rain, people want to be inside. Snow, people want to stay at home. And that's happened to us in the past. It snowed a couple years ago.
Oh, wow. So the Portland Film Festival is a nonprofit organization. And you started this. So
yes.
How do you make it a nonprofit, and why did you start this?
Why did we start the Portland Film Festival? It was kind of a funny story. I made a film. I followed some homeless people in Portland, and I wanted to make a documentary. And I always noticed these guys going through my recycling bin, and they pretty regularly every week come through and take all the cans out of my recycling bin. And I know I'm lazy. I don't recycle. I mean, I didn't take them back to the store at the time. And I ended up talking to one of them, and I was like, hey, can I follow you with my camera and get your story of why you take these cans back? And I ended up following about 3 people. I made a documentary, and I submitted it to a film festival in New York. It got in. And it's the biggest short film festival in the world. And it was put on with Hugh Jackman. Everyone knows, Wolverine. Mm-hmm. And we screened it in a park in New York in front of 15,000 people. It was me and about 8 other short filmmakers. And I was nervous. And, Hugh Jackman brings me up and he interviews me, he does the questions, and he's super nice. And, you know, everything that what they say about Hugh Jackman's true. The nicest guy in the world, yeah. Cutest dog in the world. His wife is amazing as well. And I end up winning this film festival.
Wow.
And I'm there with Hugh Jackman. And for some reason, I was talking to my mom when he announced that I won. So I run out and I'm like jumping up and down. And he's like, who's on the phone? I'm like, my mom. And so he starts talking to my mom on the phone. and then he's like, I was like, Mr. Jackman, I hear you're a really good singer. And he's like, yeah, you want to sing something? So we end up singing in front of these 15,000 people. It was like, my 5 minutes of fame happened with Hugh Jackman.
Not a bad 5 minutes.
And I was looking out and I was like, God, it'd be so cool to do something like this in Portland because I've never seen anything like this. And I called a friend of mine, Jay Cornelius, and he was a film professor friend of mine. And I told him about it and he was like, yeah, let's do it. So he ended up calling all of his students that he'd ever had over the last 4 years. And I got all my friends together and we ended up creating the Portland Film Festival. And then you're like, how did it become a nonprofit? Mm-hmm. Well, at the time I was single and I went on a Tinder date, the only Tinder date that I went on. And the lady that I went on it with is an attorney, a nonprofit attorney. And we never kicked it off as love interests, but we remained friends and she helped us become nonprofits. And, she's a great attorney. I won't name her, but it was kind of a funny roundabout way of things. But we became a nonprofit because, we're not really doing it for money. We're doing it because when I was a kid in Portland, there was nowhere for me to go and learn about filmmaking unless I had a lot of money. There's other organizations in Portland, which are great, but most of them charge money. And one thing we've done, like our Future Filmmakers thing, is free for the kids. And in fact, we get Comcast and Comcast actually donates money to the Boys and Girls Club as part of our program, which to me is giving back to the community.
Totally.
I went to a Portland high school. I went to a Portland middle school. And I just remember as a kid, there were no opportunities for me to learn about film. And had I had opportunities as a child, who knows? Maybe I would have become Martin Scorsese. So I just feel giving back to the city is definitely something that is important for us. In fact, we're 100% volunteer driven. I'm very proud of the staff that we've built, people that have been with us for 4 or 5 years. We have a whole program, for example, of films on Indigenous voices, and our programming team for Indigenous voices are Native American Indigenous voices. So it's not like just some white guy in the corner telling people what films they should watch.
Right.
We get people that represent the communities to take on the programming element. And to me, that's something that's just important.
Yeah, it seems really important.
And, pretty much right now in mass culture, people are talking about the Me Too movement. And we've been working on that since we started. I mean, for us, gender equality, but also diversity is in our lifeblood. In fact, we always joke about how we don't have any men on our staff. There's two or three of us, and it's mostly women. So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
And then tell me about we have a couple of minutes. I want to ask about the City Hall party. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, thanks to Commissioner Chloe Udaly, who's the arts commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
We are throwing a film celebration gala for the Portland Film Festival on Thursday, October 17th, I believe. Yeah, Thursday for 17th. It's at City Hall. Doors open at 7:30, and we're going to be serving appetizers, food, and drinks, and we're going to have some interesting people speak. And it's just going to celebrate film and the city of Portland. And I couldn't think of a better place to do it than City Hall. You know, one of my first jobs I had when I was in college was as an intern for Vera Katz, who is a governor, or excuse me, the mayor, not governor. And I used to answer phone calls for her. That's what interns did back then.
Yeah, I think they still do.
They probably still do. Yeah, I remember when U.S. Bank was headquartered in Portland, you remember that? The president of U.S. Bank called Vera, and I accidentally hung up on him. And the guy told me, you know, when you're older, you'll remember this.
and there so you are remembering it.
Vera was great. But the city of Portland, like I said, I'm from Portland. I love Portland. And we just, you know, we love celebrating the city and we love celebrating film. And we can't think of a better location than the heart of it. And that's the city, the city hall. Yeah.
And where's the best place to get tickets?
Good question. Portlandfilm.org. You can buy passes now. We encourage people to buy passes because you'll get more bang for your buck. And tickets will go on sale this Friday at portlandfilm.org. And you can always just come to the venue and buy it. Best way is to bring a credit card. You can buy it at the theater door, or you can buy it with cash at our box office.
Well, have a great festival.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's October 14th through the 20th at the Hilo Hotel right in the middle of downtown Portland.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Talking today with Josh Leake, founder and executive director of the Portland Film Festival.
Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.